You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is News Team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm speaking with Scott and Jesse from the band Basque. They are marking their 5-year anniversary as a band and celebrating with a show this weekend. Introduce yourselves and tell us about your band.
All right. My name is Scott Middleton, and I am the drummer of Basque, also composed of Ray Wirth on guitars and backup vocals, and Zeb Wright, that is lead vocals and guitar as well.
And I'm Jesse Van Note, and I play bass.
Awesome. Thanks for speaking with me today. So we're talking because you are coming up on your 5th anniversary. Is that correct?
That's right.
Amazing.
Yep, very, very, very excited. Very excited milestone for us.
Congratulations. How did the band get together in the first place?
Well, Jesse here, we found on Craigslist. Ray and myself met through Matt Evans. I moved to Asheville a little bit more than 7 years ago. And I think when Ray and I both moved to town, we had put the word to the grapevine that we wanted to play heavy music. And Matt Evans, being the awesome guy that he is, got Ray and myself in touch. And we jammed for about a year and a half, and we wrote music for that period of time, too, and had a hard time finding the right fit, but we came across Jesse, and it clicked well, and then about a month or so later, we had Zeb on vocals and guitar, and it's been all four of us ever since.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I was making the move to Asheville about 5 years ago from New York, and checking Craigslist ads ahead of time, trying to find people to play with, and then when I came across Scott and Ray's ad in the Craigslist, just their whole description of what they were trying to do and band influences were like exactly what I wanted, so I tried to jump on it right away and stayed in contact with them until I moved there, and then I tried out, and I'm very very fortunate that the guys decided to put me in the fold.
That's awesome. Do you have any favorite band memories from the last 5 years?
Oh man, there's some crazy stories. Where do we start? I'm just thinking of the most ridiculous stuff first and foremost. I don't know. Some of them probably shouldn't be repeated.
I think the biggest, one of the biggest moments for me was we were fortunate enough to land a tour in Europe very early on, opening for High on Fire in Europe for about a month. And when we were over there and we did about 30 hours straight of traveling and got checked into our hotel and woke up the next morning and went down to have breakfast, and comes following down after me and sits next to me to eat is Matt Pike from High on Fire and Sleep Fame, kind of a guitar god for, you know, people that are into stoner metal. And it was pretty surreal, to say the least, to be eating next to such a metal god like that.
I remember that. That was definitely a good one. And that whole tour, that's something I'll talk to my grandkids about. When I'm on my deathbed, like, we did a month long tour opening for High on Fire and for the first time playing in Europe. And for me, that was my first time in Europe. And it was three out of four of our first times in Europe, right, Jesse?
That's right. That's right. Ray was the only one that had been over there, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, it was an amazing and overwhelming experience, because we stepped it up a notch just opening for them. We're playing for bigger crowds, and like, I think it made us realize what it takes to be serious musicians and to tour seriously on that level. I think we all take away so many awesome stories from that tour and so many lessons. And yeah, that was an exceptional period of all of our lives, for sure.
I think doing that tour with that caliber of band and how professional they are is kind of what has allowed us to get as far as we have as a band, because we did that tour early on and kind of learned from some professionals firsthand on how to act and how to be respectable on the road and be able to hold up and give it your 120% every night. And I think that's kind of, that tour so early is kind of what sent us down the right path.
What has the band been up to this year?
So we just got done with a 2-week tour right before Thanksgiving. We hit the road, and it was our first headlining tour, just to see some similar cities and see where our fan base is at. And back in the spring, we did a really cool tour with Weed Eater and Hyborian, and it was really extra cool because Weed Eater was doing their 10-year anniversary on their classic album, God Luck and Good Speed, and that was a really rowdy time. We got to play St. Vitus in Brooklyn for the first time, which is like a metal mecca in the States here. That was always on my to-do list as a musician, as someone that likes a lot of metal. So that was really cool to be able to do that, and we've been writing over the past year, and we have quite a few songs in the works, and our big news this summer is that we signed with Season of Mist Records that is out of Paris, France, and we're really excited to see where that new opportunity takes all of us together.
Congratulations. That's big news.
Thank you.
What happens next then?
So I think we're going to play this 5-year anniversary show that is taking place at Ambrose on Saturday. Very, very excited to be joined forces with Robots Win, which is a band that we've all been a fan of ever since we moved to Asheville and been friends with. And we're finally getting to play together after about 5 years. And then also our really good friends from Atlanta, Brother Hawk, are going to come down and bring their loud blues rock to Ambrose as well. So it should be an amazing show. And then after that, we are going to go into hibernation and we're going to finish up this new record and, you know, with plans of hitting the studio early spring. And then hopefully the record will be out in fall of 2019.
So one more time for our listeners, what are the details of your show this weekend?
It's going to be Basque, 5-year anniversary show at Ambrose Music Hall in West Asheville. And we'll be joined by Robots Win and Brother Hawk. Saturday, the 15th of December. I believe first band tickets doors at 8, first band at 9, and then we go on at around 11.
So if people want to check out your music and learn more about your band and what you do, where would you direct them?
BaskNC.bandcamp.com. We're Basque Bands on Instagram, and I believe it is also BaskNC.com, and we're pretty easy to find on Facebook, and we have a Twitter as well, but we're a little bit more prevalent on Instagram and Facebook for sure out of those three options. But yeah, I guess one more time, BaskNC.bandcamp.com if anybody wants to stream our music. And we're also on all the streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. I just want to thank the amazing community of Asheville for, one, being an awesome home for us and inspiring us. There's so many like-minded people here that are doing their own thing, whether it's, you know, visual art, anything creative, small business. I'm inspired on many levels by this city and this community, and I want to thank all our Asheville friends and family for helping us get to this point, and this for being an awesome place to be. So thank you all. Thanks for having us, Emma.
Yeah, I would have to say that I definitely agree with Scott on all that. Also, Asheville FM has been very very helpful to us from the beginning of being able to play our music on a radio station, and had us in for interviews and pushed shows that we've done, and has been a super positive thing. And I think that I love the fact that there is still a radio station that you can get such an eclectic mix of music and that pushes local stuff. Also, just want to give a shout out to one of our favorite Asheville bands, Nest Egg, who is over in Europe doing their first tour. We love those guys, and a huge, huge influence for me musically, and I think the rest of the guys in the band too.
Quick shout out. We want to say thanks to the Auditorium too for us playing there over the years and doing a music video there. And a big shout out to the Mothlight as well. They're the two of our favorite places in town and are so influential to the realm of music that we're in and have been a huge part of us as well. So thanks to those two venues.
Well, you guys, congratulations on hitting this 5-year mark. And thank you so much for talking to me today. I wish you many more years of rock and roll.
Thanks, Emma.
Yeah, thanks so much, Emma. We appreciate it, and we'll see you around.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Have a good night.